Buxley now available without a doctor's prescription. Buxley here to answer your World of Warcraft questions in this edition of Ask Buxley. This question is about blimps. Scott and Randy write, "Dear Buxley, why did it take the goblins so long to build a zeppelin between Thunderbluff and Orgrimmar?" This is a particularly touchy subject, so it would be best for you not to ask a goblin or any other Tarn about this. As you might remember from Ask Buxley number 28, Thunderbluff is actually a huge pile of Gilbank loot with dirt packed all around it to hold everything in. This was only a temporary solution that the goblins came up with for the Gilbank problem Thunderbluff was having, and the Tarns were never happy about it because the goblins weren't able to finish the job properly. So when the time came for the Thunderbluff High Council to award the contract to build transportation between Thunderbluff and Orgrimmar, the goblins were completely left out of the deal. They were furious. And I'm talking, I've tried 100 different combines and I still can't get that last skill point, furious. The contract to build the transportation between Thunderbluff and Orgrimmar was instead awarded to Maxima Blastenheimer, the gnome who built the cannon in the Dark Moon Fair. Her idea was to build a cannon that could be shot from Thunderbluff all the way to Orgrimmar, and she built the cannon at the fair as a prototype for this very purpose. After testing the cannon for a while, she discovered three things. One, it's hilarious to watch this unsuspecting customer fly through the air and not realize how they're going to land. Two, when the customers get shot out of a cannon, they frequently drop a lot of loose change on the ground, which is highly profitable. And three, the cannon couldn't even shoot a gnome all the way to Orgrimmar, let alone a Tarn. About the same time this was going on, some of the cash and items from the Gilbanks was starting to fall out of the mesas of Thunderbluff. Well, maybe not fall out. Propel at high velocity is a more accurate phrase. Many a Windfury Harpy would be in mid-squawk when wham! A coin or a piece of armor would hit them right in the mouth, causing them to swallow it. And that's why you find bits of junk on them when they're dead, even though it doesn't appear they're carrying anything. With the mesas starting to crumble and the Harpy problem, the Tarns were left with a dilemma. They had to go back to the goblins. The goblins would only fix the problem with the maces if they were awarded the contract to build a zeppelin, which the Tarns finally agreed to. Yes, I know you probably haven't seen any construction going on, but that's only because the goblins used all preformed pieces and will build everything within a few hours on a Tuesday sometime soon. Thanks for your question! If you'd like to see what Buxley is doing every day, follow Ask Buxley on Twitter. You can also visit the archives on AskBuxley.com.
May our paths cross again.